Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Gurmeel Mogath, Carl, as you've been hearing, 8 Israeli soldiers have been killed in clashes with Hezbollah in 2 border towns, Marun al-Rash and Adesa. The Lebanese army said Israeli forces had advanced across the border before withdrawing after a short period. And people in 50 Lebanese villages and towns have been ordered to evacuate north of the Awali River. The fighting has created a massive humanitarian crisis in Lebanon, with up to 1 million people displaced there. I'm joined now by Dr. Hosham Faisal, a medical doctor with the Health and Disasters Unit of the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, based in Beirut in Lebanon. Dr. Faisal, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you. Good evening.
What are you seeing? What are you experiencing right now?
Of course, there is a common situation of tense. You can see that in the faces of the people, with a lot of anxiety, but also a lot of sense of solidarity between the Lebanese among themselves, between the communities supporting each other. The humanitarian situation, of course, it is very dire, with almost hundreds of thousands of displaced population, the situation with the overwhelmed health systems, the people displaced multiple times in some locations, as well as the need of those people for safety and to rest as well. So it's an ongoing situation, and we live it day by day.
An ongoing situation and spiking in intensity at times, clashes between Hezbollah and Israel continuing right up to now, with the Israeli military saying they've gone 400 metres into Lebanon, I think. And the deaths of 8 Israeli soldiers will surely make it quite tense there tonight.
So for us as the Red Cross and Crescent, of course, we maintain impartiality and neutrality, and our focus is to support those affected and those in need. And here, of course, we call all parties to respect the international humanitarian law. Even wars, they have rules, and those rules should be respected, and to avoid targeting civilians and also to save the civilians, the medical crews, and the ambulance services and other humanitarian workers from any attacks, direct or indirect.
Do you think international law is being broken? And if so, by whom?
So without going into the judgment, of course, here, but if we see the situation that we have more than 38 workers were killed during the hostilities, that, of course, an indication about the lack of the respect of the IHL. In terms of most of the medical and health facilities are clearly marked, and usually those are locations are communicated. What we always say in such situation that the military objectives or the military aims should not become at the cost of the civilians, and that speaks to the IHL principle of proportionality of the use of force. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Faisal, as I say, you're a medical doctor. How are you coping? How is the health system coping with the demands on it at the moment? I hear you're looking for basic supplies like blood products.
So we need to note as well that Lebanon as a country has been facing multiple crises since 2019, with the socioeconomic crisis, followed by COVID, then Beirut port blast, and the recent escalations October last year. So the health system is extremely overwhelmed and overstretched with the lack of resources to support. We need to note here that even part of the medical colleagues, they are themselves displaced together with their families. More than 37 health facilities were shut down or closed because of the ongoing hostilities since October last year. Looking for, of course, basic supplies, it is a challenge when it comes to the areas affected directly, especially in the south, in Bika area, and southern suburbs. And at the same time, the lack of availability of resources of support from the international community continues to hinder the ability of those health systems to be able to have enough stock in place, to pre-position and to replenish what they have used so far.
You've mentioned the various crises faced by the country in recent months and years, but even recently, the pager explosions has spiked a demand, a need for healthcare, obviously, and organisations like the Palestinian Red Crescent, which run hospitals in Lebanon, say they've been under particular pressure since the pager and communications explosions.
So in Lebanon, we have the Host National Society, the Lebanese Red Cross, and of course, we have a branch of the Palestinian Red Crescent here in Lebanon. All health systems, all hospitals, they never faced such a catastrophic mass casualties in the history of their own work to such extent. So the Lebanese Red Cross, our colleagues in the emergency medical services, they are the primary provider for emergency medical services. 50 stations across the country, covering the whole territory of Lebanon. Of course, what they have seen and what they are still attending to, it's beyond the station in terms of the situation, the casualty, the intensity, the need. Of course, one of the challenges is how to ensure the safe passage for the staff and the EMS or the emergency medical staff crews when they are accessing those locations. So there are multiple complex factors into this emergency, making and more the delivery of the mission is harder. But of course, with the courageous colleagues from the Lebanese Red Cross, they continue to risk their lives to save others.
What was it like during the mass casualties of the pager explosions? What types of injuries were you seeing, and what kind of pressure were staff members under?
Of course, if we talk about simple procedures when it comes to emergency rooms, the emergency room in any hospital is designed to have a staged approach, the increased number of casualties to deal with and to activate the different contingency plans. But if suddenly you are reaching the maximum number of casualties that you put in your contingency plan, that was the scenario that was faced a few weeks ago, where suddenly hospitals, they were faced with thousands of injured people with different severity of injuries. The majority of them, they were severe, and that requires surgical intervention. If you have two surgical theaters in the hospital and you have 20 cases that requires critical surgeries, it is a tough call for any doctor to make that prioritization, because you are prioritizing who has more chance to live over others. So it's not an easy call for any medical staff in those situations.
My God, what a choice to make. Who will live and who will die? That is the situation you're facing at the moment, as you say, in Lebanon. Dr. Hossam Faisal of the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, based in Beirut. Thank you very much.